You're listening to Two Chunks and a Hunk, movie musings for mostly everyone. In a hunk. My name is Jordan Wonders. And this week I'm your hunk, actually.
A royal welcome.
I'm Doge.
Oh, yeah,
and rest in peace, Lizzie. I'm Doge and I'm just a chunk niece, man.
Okay.
I'm Carter and
Oh, nice.
Let's try and sound effects for the first
time. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
That's pretty good.
A little Foley.
I like that. Foley. That works for me.
It's a bit of Foley.
Well,
it's a bit of Foley.
I'm the hunk.
Yeah, tell us about that. Why is that then?
It's actually Doge's story to tell, not mine, but I'm a hero.
We just go into the episode from that.
And this week we're talking about a movie.
Yeah, I'm a hero.
Why are you a hero?
What did you save?
Well, you know, I saved Doge.
So we can have the podcast without you.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I saved Doge and his wife.
Which they actually were... means you can't have the podcast without me.
Well, that's the hunkiest thing that anyone's ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
He saved my life. You know? He was like, step one, you say, we need to talk. He walks, you say, sit down. It's just a talk, dude.
Yeah.
I smile politely back at him. You stare politely right on through, you know.
Some sort of window to you right. Somewhere there is a... burnt CD of me covering that song and I'm Whoa. Yours by Jason Mraz when I was Whoa, 16 no years
way.
Old.
Yeah. No way.
Dude, yeah. My first published cover was Colby Calais Bubbly.
Yes. Yes. I need to see if my mom has it because I'm pretty sure I did it for Mother's Day.
Dude, I would love that CD. I would love to have it. I would love to have those MP3s for my collection.
I bet she has it somewhere. I need to go. Moms don't throw anything away.
You just slide it into a bangers playlist on Spotify.
next birthday party, just in the middle. I gave my mom for Mother's Day when I was 7 a long stemmed tea candle holder. Looked like a flat bottom wine glass.
Make the rock and world go around, you know?
She just threw it away because it broke.
Oh, no. Oh.
It is 21 years. That's a mom move, for real. It's a big mom move, dude.
Another mom move is getting medicine for your friends when they're sick. That's what Jordan did.
Yes,
Jordan was our... And we did
That's
not...
very nice.
He was basically our personal DoorDasher, and we did not tip him.
Yeah.
I also brought your keys to an airport 45 minutes away.
That is also true. The day before I was diagnosed with COVID, I left my keys in a hotel room in Frederick, Maryland, and my flight was leaving from Baltimore, which was an hour away. And I didn't know this until I'd already made it through security. So shout out to the Marriott in Frederick. If you guys are listening, you do still have my keys. I do need to get those back from you.
Oh, what a bummer. That's such a weird
huge,
feeling.
Huge bummer.
Y'all's close proximity is... very beneficial
for
like
one
your
of
home
us.
Proximity, yeah.
It's
y'all
super
like Seinfeld and Kramer, and
super
I'm
super helped me out. Yeah,
I've always said you're the Elaine of our friend group.
You're like the Elainest one, probably.
Yeah. Probably,
probably because of all the times that you ask me if I have any toilet paper that I can give you. Anywho, we're gonna continue our 5 for 5 series with the fourth, episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Going over yet another international action movie. And this week, I'm excited. This is one that two of the three of us had never seen.
One of the three of us still hasn't seen. I'm just kidding.
It's when Doge reveals that he's quitting the podcast.
And never will see.
And the movie, of course, that we are speaking of is known as...
Ip Man.
I think it's Ip Man. Based on what I heard in the movie.
Yeah, Ip Man.
Because I'm pretty sure Sifu means master. Mm-hmm. And they kept referring to him as like Yip Sifu. So I think it's Yip. I don't know. I'm piecing things together. Yeah, it was a lot of yip. A lot of yip.
And who can say in English what it's actually supposed to be?
Yeah, good point. Good point. But very excited to talk about this, actually. I'm super pumped. So before we jump in, Doge, will you please give us a synopsis?
This week's IMDb synopsis was written by Ricardo Amadori.
Incredible.
In 1935, in Foshan, South China, there are martial arts schools on every corner. Ip Man is the undisputed martial arts champion, yet he has not devoted himself to teaching. Despite this, it seems that all the kung fu masters of the city are eager to fight him to improve their reputation. End synopsis.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Those were his final words.
Ricardo really, really wants to leave us wanting more.
And boy, I do.
Big time.
That's not even a cliffhanger, really. It's just like, there's a cliff.
Unfinished.
Hey, there's a cliff.
It's just unfinished. No, that's fine. We can definitely take off from there.
Not to brag, but I do know all the other stuff that happens in the movie, too.
Yeah. So, no, like, I was going to say, I actually got a pretty good handle on this.
Didn't even need Ricardo's help.
So I'd like to kickstart the discussion by saying this. I didn't know what this movie was about. I hadn't done much research. I just kind of wanted to go in. This was not my guess.
Yeah.
I liked this better than what my guess would have been.
Oh, fine. Ooh.
What was your guess? What did you think it was?
I just wasn't expecting like the stakes to be both this high and the scope to be this small.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that about this movie. I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting. I think I was just expecting more of like a vengeance story versus like a story of like...
Like Jet Li's hero
or something. A little more like one man can win it back. Like that kind of thing.
And this one was just man against an army.
It's just
an
a quiet army. Story about a humble expert.
Yeah.
And I appreciated
it was,
that.
At the end of it, this was my second time to watch it. And again, I had... kind of been on a kick. I had seen the Raid movies and then I was looking up like international action lists.
Yeah.
The kind of stuff that helped us make this Five for Fighting list.
Yeah.
And Ip Man kept showing up. And you know, there's four Ip Man movies and a lot of them are scored pretty highly.
Yeah.
I think the lowest rated one is 7 out of 10.
So we definitely, and that one has the highest Metacritic score. So it was definitely worth doing the origin. But at the end, when they're doing the credits of like the history of, it kind of put a whole vibe together for me that this movie is like the one in history class that they roll out the TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's just violent. It's like not much more than that.
Yeah,
it's not like incredibly inappropriate and nobody's cursing or anything like that. It's like a kind of bit fantasized historical drama. It's like as Texas Boys...
Yeah.
You were all in grade school in Texas, yeah?
Yep.
No.
I know that you're not necessarily origins in Texas. Sorry about that.
No,
Texas
wasn't Boys until middle school.
They roll out, even middle school, this would have happened. They roll out the TV. You can hear the squeaky wheels coming down the hall.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's movie day, which means it's like the next two or three days are movie days because the periods are never long enough. And we're watching The Alamo. That's what it felt like. It's like, what is the closest thing that Hollywood has? You got to think that teachers were smiling. They were like, yes.
Yeah. Finally.
Get these two or three days to grade.
Finally. Yep. It's like watching Gettysburg, where it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, Gods and Generals. It's like that kind of vibe, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And I forgot how... I'm going to say it starts slow, but that's only because of the series that we're in.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as an island, it's not as slow. But the fact that we don't get too much like serious fighting.
I mean, it's incredible whiplash with the series that we're in.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, especially after the Raid, which is like, whoa, this is pretty slow.
There's about five, I think, I counted, like true one-on-one like duels between people in this movie, which is like what it's all about. There's some larger scale fights that are interesting, but there's five like really good, drawn out, important fights And yeah, coming after the raid, which has a fight every like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing was different for sure. Yeah. It didn't strike me as a bad thing that the pacing was different. It did strike Callie as a bad thing. So Callie really struggled with this just because she didn't know what to expect either. And it was a lot slower than she anticipated.
Sure.
So she came out of our watch a lot more down on this movie than I am.
Yeah, confirmed slowest by far in the whole series.
Yeah, for sure.
I was glad it didn't bookend anything. But
yes,
it's nice to stretch.
Yeah,
stretch totally. The genre a little bit.
A little breather.
Yeah. It is. And when the fights are happening, they're amazing.
Can I super dump, actually?
Yeah.
Super dump then.
Not that the fights aren't amazing. I really don't care for the way the fights are shot.
Okay.
I really wish we could have stayed wide on a lot of this stuff to see the choreography.
We keep
punching in on, and it's great when we punch in on an ankle getting broken or whatever, or like punch in on Donnie Yen's hands as he, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't know, man. It was like hard to follow and ultimately was like, oh man, this is a bummer. I wish we could have stayed wide and like gotten it a little heightened or a little stylized or something. Yeah. I think maybe I'm realizing, because I felt sort of similarly about the raids. And maybe I'm realizing, I think I've talked before on the show, maybe during our musical series, about how I don't understand dancing. Like it's like the part of my brain that sees dancing doesn't work. And I can't tell if the dancing is good or if it's bad. I'm just like, yes, it's dancing or no, it's not dancing.
This started with Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I'm super duper like uneducated on dance. Where it's like they're moving. So yeah, I mean, that's dancing. I sure do love it. It's like that vine of the guy who's like, is this music? Is it, it's coming from the green. Oh, it's not from the green. I do love this music. That's how I feel about dancing. And I'm wondering if that like stretches at all into the choreography of martial arts movies where I'm like, it's fighting, it's martial arts, but I can't tell if it's better or worse than other martial arts movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that's a deficiency in me, but I think if we had stayed wide on the fight scenes, it would have helped me get a little bit of a sense of like the scope and the movements that are happening.
I can agree with that for sure.
It is interesting that the martial arts isn't it's not a genre, but the movies that do have martial arts in them, there are so many different variations and just different vibes in general. Like, I was also thinking of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and we talk about stylized, like that kind of was like big international film.
I think that's like, what I was expecting from this.
Yeah, which this definitely is not. It has its moments of kind of the things that people aren't capable of.
Yeah.
That they end up doing.
Yeah, there's a couple what is it called? Like wire fight moments.
Wire foo, yeah.
Yeah, and those are fun. But I agree with you, not on the super dump level, but I agree with you to an extent. Doge, I think I would have appreciated more of the, especially when it's like, I will challenge 10 people.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh.
And it felt especially disappointing after like how dynamic the camera work was in the raids last week to like, when we get to the like fight club, basically where we're fighting for bags of rice, it's like, man, like if we could just stay wide and orbit Donnie Yen as he does his Donnie Yen thing, that would be, I don't know, man. And it's tricky because I would not be thinking that if we hadn't watched the raids last week.
Sure. Well, and that's the interesting thing about this series, I think, because the fights in this movie are very cool.
Yeah.
But the fights in the raid are like all time best we're going to see for a long time, like hard to top kind of fights. And like, so coming hot off that trail, like...
It's tricky because Ip Man is sitting at a funny place here for me because like... I was going into it wanting super stylized action, which I got in RRR.
Right.
I was wanting pretty good pacing, like more energetic pacing, which I got in Mad Max. And like I was wanting the like kind better of dynamic fights. Camera work, the better fights that I got in the raid. And so this is, I mean, it's an easy last place of the series so far for me, but I wonder if that's just because of, you know, what we've watched leading up to this.
So that's kind of what I was talking through last night, just getting my thoughts in order, is that this is a very good movie that is worse at everything it does than something else we have watched.
Yeah.
And it does everything well, but we have watched every other movie do all of it, everything in this movie has been done better by at least one of the other movies that we've watched. And so it's just,
yeah.
It's a little tough to sit here with it. Mm-hmm. However, I spent some time last night making sure I separated that part of my brain from this watch. And the conclusion that I ended up coming to is that I actually did really enjoy this movie. But yeah, it does. In this series, I would say that this is almost equal parts historical drama as it is action movie.
Exactly. Like if we had watched like Master and Commander, right, and then this, yeah, you'd be like, oh, this is great. This is so much more energetic than something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and especially too, it was, so there does, like the final words that come across the screen, especially when we're seeing like the historical context at the end with like actual pictures of Ip Man and his story. It was like in one of his most illustrious champion of all, student, and it just says Bruce Lee. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it also felt like the vibe they were going for was like Enter the Dragon almost. But Enter the Dragon is such this like Americanized Hollywood.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I think it is. You know, just like this like wild stuff. So even then, so it did feel ultimately intentionally kind of pulling punches for, yeah, the sake of the historical context of things.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it definitely feels, yeah, it's feels a bit out of place.
Did it seem especially dry? Like, in terms of just like, I don't know. And maybe it's because I'm watching this essentially biopic with very Western eyes. But did it, I mean, there was no, I feel like as a main character, Ip Man is pretty static.
Oh, there's not a man.
I felt as though there wasn't a ton of, I don't know. It seemed like we were unwilling to like say like, here's a flaw in our main character. I don't know. And I think it's probably because I was going into it wanting it to be something else. I was looking for the things that the filmmakers clearly were not interested in putting in the movie, but it just, I don't know, man. Like it worked for me, but really only barely.
Yeah. I think a flaw that I saw that I interpreted was like this debilitating honor.
Yes.
Like he was prideful and could have had help a long time ago, but yeah, just chose not to have to owe you like,
sure,
something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I necessarily had, I definitely didn't have static. I love Donnie Yen in this role, and I did like the stoicism.
Yeah.
I think it was more stoic than.
Yeah, maybe that's a better word for me.
Yeah, Donnie Yen really worked for me. The character of Ip Man really worked for me. I mean, it feels weird to say character when it was like a real person, but.
Right.
You know what I mean? I found his struggle of, especially the final decision that he has to make of like, if I fight and win, I might die. If I fight and lose, I am disgraced. And if I train the Japanese army in Wang Chun, then I'm a traitor. So he's just stuck between a rock, a hard place, and just a different, harder rock.
Just trying to live his life, man. Like there is this, there's other movies like this. I was trying to think of like the aged pro is in the area and he just doesn't want to, but in the end he ends up having to fight. It feels Western in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time I think I'm out.
Yeah. I don't know if I can remember another movie like this, but I feel like there's just several that are like, no, I don't do this anymore.
Do you guys think that, because I think it's, especially it's the martial art connection, do you think there was any inspiration for the character of Miyagi in the real life Ip Man? Where it's like basically
possible.
Like, hey, this guy, this older master is secretly the best, but he doesn't want to train anybody. You know, and maybe that's just like a common enough trope that it's like,
Yoda,
oh, that
too,
actually happened.
Know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, maybe that's just a common trope of like, you know.
Gandalf a bit.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, definitely, I think it leans. These old people, you know, Betty White.
Yeah.
Queen Lizzie, RIP.
It does feel kind of a bit of that trope of like, I know better, but I'm going to hold back until.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to super
pump.
Yeah,
I can
go.
Huh?
I'm going to super pump.
Do it then.
I want to inject some energy into our conversation.
No, so far it's Ip Man speed.
The 1v10 fight to prove a point, to drive home a point of like, you cannot just come here and wipe us all out. Like, one of us is better than you. That moment was super charged with like, I don't know. I felt the emotion of the moment of like, no, put me in. You haven't seen me go yet.
Yeah.
And I'll show you why you can't just shoot my countrymen. Like, I'll show you why you can't just do this. That fight was awesome. There's some, if I watched a bunch of movies about a character that never really takes a real substantial hit and just whoops everybody he ever fights, I would get bored. But one movie where a dude is just untouchable, I thought it was very fun and most at its peak in this 1v10 fight. In this moment, this scene is the best in the movie. And among the coolest fight scenes of our series thus far.
I feel like Donnie Yen did a really thoughtful job of this role. I think it is, especially in the martial arts world, it's like you're kind of doing the person, like the OG.
Yeah, totally.
And so I thought he did a wonderful job, specifically in the 1v10 fight when you can tell he's scanning first. He's like looking at all of them. And it almost feels like he can just read you, like he knows how good you are. Mm-hmm. He's like, 10. You know, he could have said all of them, but he was like, I can do 10, promise you this. And it's egregious enough that 3 was impressive before, but it's like, oh my God, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was super cool. My super pump is Jin. So this was the guy who we see want to start his own. He's kind of like a little bit more loose, like barbarian type guy that just like it feels like they come out of the woods with axes and they're like, I'm gonna start. The out of towner that comes in because he was the closest acting wise to these other movies for me. I loved his expressiveness.
Yeah.
I loved the way he carried himself. And it wasn't over the top. Si Wong Fan is the actor's name.
You're talking about our main dude that like challenges everybody to fights and all that stuff. That's what you're talking about. I liked him a lot.
Me too. He was so great. And he was a fun, like recurring character. There were a lot of characters in Ip Man. I think that's something that is different and was a little bit more subtle, that there seemed to be an attempt at a lot of characterization, maybe more than we've had. I'm trying to think like Mad Max, we kind of get to know like a dozen people. Yeah. Raid. One of the issues of Raid 2 to me was that we went out and we were like, there's 30 of them now.
Yeah.
but it felt like Ip Man did it pretty well to an extent of having our brothers, having Jin. And Jin definitely was my favorite. He just had a different kind of energy. I know that's probably what his role called for, to carry that energy. But I was wishing that more people were as animated in a way as he was.
It was really excellent contrast, like excellent as a foil to Donnie Yen in this role. Just in terms of like, like you said, expressiveness and I don't know, it's the, whatever the opposite of stoicism would be. You know what I mean? Where it's just like your full self.
Aggression, maybe? Like
maybe, but it's almost not even aggression. And it's not, passion feels like the wrong word, but it's, you know what I mean? It's just like animated, maybe.
Yeah, animated feels like a good word. That's what we're
talking about. The first fight with him in Ip Man, in the house with the feather duster thing.
Yeah, I'll buy or I'll pay.
When the sword flies up over his head and he catches it mid-swing.
Yeah.
And then gets beat with a feather duster.
Phenomenal.
That was very cool.
I think that was my favorite fight scene. Things really kicked up a notch when Jin came storming into town to fight all the classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fight with the feather was amazing.
Big fan.
And that
Big
felt
fan.
Like I had wished there had been more of that.
Yeah.
Of kind of using weapons and stuff. But we got like a historical context Karate Kid finale.
Yes.
Of it's just like big bad against
everybody
big good.
Everybody watch.
Yeah.
Everybody watch.
Sweep the leg.
Also injured real bad.
Can I tell you what I appreciate about the feather duster scene? I'm just putting this together right now in real time. But what I liked about it so much is that it was, we don't get this really any other time in this movie. It is both silly and threatening at the same time.
Yeah.
There's some humor in this movie, yeah.
Because the feather boa is funny. I mean, he gets spanked. He finishes the fight by giving him a spanking for good measure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, he's up against a sword.
Yeah.
That's that's stakes, you know? That's that's scary. And so I think that's something that that fight has on a lot of other fights in this movie is like, if Ip gets hit, it's over, dude. It's a sword.
Yeah, totally.
It plays to the overall themes too, specifically with that fight of using this like crude, sharp blade against this, you know, something out of a bouquet, essentially, or something out of a
potpourri.
Like it plays to, it feels like almost an homage to one of my favorite themes, which was like respect for women. It's like, hey, this fighting style was started by two women. Like it's one of the most popular martial arts. And it is by far the most powerful in this. It's the thing that everybody wants. It's like, teach us this. At first, we're laughing about it when Jin comes in. He's like, oh, it makes sense that you would talk to your wife like that, or you'd let her talk to you like that. I hear that it was a woman who made up this fighting style. It's kind of this newness. And in the time frame and in the region that this was a big deal. I think it was, I'm always a huge fan of that. I know we all are, but like it goes back to my love for like Alien and the fact that, you know, the heroine is who's in control. And so I wish we had my super dump, and we'll do this before the break, is for this to be, in a sense, incredibly respectful and an homage to the role that women played in martial arts. No woman fought in this entire movie, except when we went to the mill.
Yeah.
Cotton mill.
Yeah.
Right. Not until then. I think it did not need to be, we did not need this to be a mass like of people. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, there's half of them women are women.
Here. Yeah.
I think we needed to have, with the kind of, liberties that we took in a historical context film, I think we could have taken a liberty to show maybe one of the people who invented or someone of the lineage of who invented the fighting style, like fight. Somebody, we need a woman to fight.
No, I agree. And
like
and
a one-on-one and beat a guy.
Let me super dump right next to you and it goes tandem with you. That's why I'd like to do it.
That sounds so unappealing in real life.
I know.
Can I dump right by you? No, thanks.
For a movie about a martial art that was started by women and for a movie about a man who has so much respect for his wife that he is willing to probably culturally at that time embarrass himself to say like, no, I'm going to listen to her and, you know, fights the dude when he threatens her and all that stuff. I found her character to be unfortunately really, really one-dimensional and flat.
Mm-hmm.
And like, her arc was just like being mad that he was fighting, being mad that he was fighting, being happy that he was not fighting, realizing that she should never have been mad about him fighting.
Yeah.
That's all she did.
Kind of yikes for the role of a woman in a movie, right?
Yeah.
to realize like, oh, you shouldn't have actually been so emotional about this.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh man, you shouldn't have spent time with me and your son and you should have just kept fighting all the time and none of this would have happened. And it's like, well, that's not true. He can't fight the entire Japanese army. And he didn't have to go do this duel in the middle of the square. He just chose to. Like, I don't know. The whole thing, when that happened, I was okay with her character until the full scene of her big moment was realizing that she whined too much. And it was like, I don't think you did. I think you were concerned for your husband. And so I don't know. I think that's my super dump is that moment specifically. But I do think this movie was really missing out on more female presence. I could have done with a lot more. And I mean, the same can be said for The Raid or whatever else. It just...
No, we had Girl. Well, Hammer Girl was great.
The Raid was not trying to be this. That's the thing.
Like,
this movie needs that, whereas The Raid just needs meat bags for punching.
Right.
This movie needs...
Because The Raid doesn't live and die on the strength of its characters or its script.
Right.
The Raid is spectacle. And this is, like, honestly, decidedly not spectacle. I think that this movie is way more of a drama than any kind of spectacle.
The raid is Space Mountain, and Ip Man is
a presentation about the life of Walt Disney.
No, I was going
to
say
that your grandparents want to go to a Disney World.
I was going
to
say it is, what's it called? It's a Small World, where it's like slow and paced. And every once in a while, you're like, that was interesting to look at.
I don't know, bro. I hate it.
I don't know about
world.
It's a Small World.
Yeah, that might be a bad comparison.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
That might be a bad
After
comparison.
After all, it's Spaceship that safari. Earth. It's that safari in Animal Kingdom where it's like, that's a giraffe.
It's the Hall of Presidents where you're trying to just sit in some AC for a little while.
No. It's definitely Spaceship Earth, which is in the Epcot ball. Yeah. That just tells you about like the history of communication.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's probably.
I don't know, Carter. Have you ever even been to Disney World?
He doesn't know what he's talking about, dude.
These are all guesses.
We gotta go to shout announcements. We gotta go to shout announcements. We can't talk about how Carter lives at Disney World anymore. Goodbye. It's shout announcements time. Welcome to shout announcements. Shout out to us. We are crushing it in India right now. Our RRR episode made it to number 2. On the film review charts in India. So that is awesome.
Big time.
Actually, and the thing people don't know about the charts is they operate off of that Playground Logic, where first is actually the worst one.
Yeah, second is the best.
So that's second actually really best. Good news for us. We're the best podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't get in third. I already shaved my chest. What little hair grows there? I don't want to have to like really, really bushwhack. You know what I mean?
I probably got the hairiest chest on this podcast.
You definitely do.
You think so?
No, he definitely does.
Oh, absolutely.
I had no idea.
He for sure does.
Absolutely.
Show me.
Yeah, let's see it.
Just a touch.
Just a touch? We got it like, we're kind of all over.
Wow, you just don't care about your shirts at all, do you?
Oh, you can't even, it's the lighting's bad. The lighting's bad.
No, I see both of your chest hairs. They're cute. Yeah. They're sweet.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Nothing. I'm smooth like a porpoise.
It's so you can swim well.
Yeah, I am
such a fast swimmer.
I am unbelievably hydrodynamic.
To help us with those charts, one of the things that you can do is rate and review this podcast.
If you've enjoyed listening to us talk about our levels of chest hair. Yes,
I do spot some of you rating us over there on that Spotify. Ooh, I do appreciate
thank
it. We
you.
Are six. We are six ratings away. So it could be you and everyone that you have crammed in your car right now. I know it's wild that there's six of you listening.
That's crazy.
Who knew?
We're big among clowns. Phones. Clowns love
Someone
our
take
show.
The driver's phone. Somebody take John's phone. Someone take it. Go ahead and take it. And you can review for him. That'll put us at 100. We'll be in them triple digits on Spotify. That's very good for us. That's very good for us. So rate and review this podcast. Let the people know. We've got a lot of exciting things happening. Five for Fighting wrapping up. We'll have Kingsman next week in honor of the Queen. Mm. And then after that, we'll have the much talked about Don't Worry, Darling release. And then
I'm worrying, darling.
I think one of my favorite series that we do, it could be number one.
It's number one for me, I think.
Is Chunktober. So Chunktober is right around the corner. If you've been to your local Kroger's, you know that outside of the Dallas Cowboys jerseys, there's tons
of Prunkins.
It's Prunkin time.
Prunkins.
It's Prunkin time. Hey, real quick poll, quick grassroots poll.
It's the Great Prunkin, Charlie Brown.
Great Prunkin.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but every year I say it as Prunkin, and it kills me every single year.
I like Prunkin Pry.
Prunkins.
Prunkus Price.
Prunkus Price.
Prunkus Price.
Do you think you go to get mail at Prunkus Price all day today?
Go ahead out there to Prunkin Pratch.
Quick.
Prunkin Pratch.
Quick poll. Did Harry spit? I'm going no.
No.
No. That he didn't spit.
He defo didn't spit.
I wish he had spit.
He defo didn't spit.
He did say, though, that this is one of those that feels like, you know, a movie. It really is one of the movies that's like, you know, feels like
so
a movie that you'd go to the cinema to see, a, you know,
bizarre
a movie.
And no one's talking about Nick Kroll and all this.
That's right. I forgot Nick Kroll is in the movie.
Hey, I saw a TikTok of Nick Kroll in his limousine pulling up to the premiere and the windows are tinted and all these girls are like screaming and leaning in and it's just him going, no, not him.
Not him.
Not him. It's not- no, not him. It's not him. Nick Kroll is... Chris Pine looks good. Man, he's in his Brad Pitt era right now, and I'm
he always does.
Thumbs up, dude.
Always.
What about it? He looks cool.
Those boys, you know, they get to a certain age and they go for the long hair. You know, we had it with McConaughey. Clooney had his moment.
Me.
It's Pine's moment now, I think.
Yeah, it's Pine's time.
Doge.
Yeah.
They look, both of y'all, your hair is so long, it looks great.
Thanks.
We're going to have to redo our little merch profile.
Yeah. What else are we supposed to talk about in this part?
You have to talk about Patreon, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we already? No, we didn't already say that. We got two levels of Patreon. We got some.
Doge has a touch of COVID. He's got.
I got a little COVID
if
brain.
If you're playing COVID out on the basketball court, he's got co right now. He's just got just a bit of it. He's not fully
just a
COVID.
Touch of COVID. It's like COVID. What? 9.5. That's halfway to 19. COVID 9.5 on the brain.
Brain frog.
Brain frog.
You got a brain frog.
He's got pumpkins on the brain.
I got pumpkin brain.
Pumpkins on the brain.
Pumpkin brain. We have Patreon and we got two levels. We got a $3 tier and a $5 tier.
Y'all need to watch Geely, boys.
We do need to watch Geely for our $3 bonus episode tier. The most recent bonus episode we put out was Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which did feature an introduction from the real Sonic himself and definitely not an AI voice that we found online. The next episode that we'll release on that feed, I believe, is going to be me and Jordan watching Geely since we failed our Geely exam.
Maybe for Chunktober, we'll do Barbarian.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That would be very fun.
That would be super fun. But it's a great time over on that bonus episode feed. You can find bonus episodes dating a couple years back. I think we launched at the beginning of 2020 with a Goofy movie.
Was that our first Patreon?
I think it was.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good time.
I love that.
And then if that's not enough for you, that sounded really combative. I didn't mean it combative. If that's not enough for you, if you still for some reason want more from us, we have a $5 tier as well, where you can join us over on Discord. Pretty constantly texting, messaging over there on that platform. It's a good time. There is a sports channel, much to my chagrin, but I just ignore that one and then participate in all the others.
Just in time for football season.
Can we be done?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're clearly, and I knew this was going to happen with this movie. We're running out of discussion.
Yeah.
With Ip Man.
Ivan super pumped. I could super pump.
I would love for you to super pump.
Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Donnie Yen. I don't know. How tall is Donnie Yen? Big guy, small guy?
I don't know. I'll go find out.
Seems small guy.
I'll go find out.
Seems small guy, but
can I get guesses? I haven't scrolled to it yet. I'm gonna give a 5'8" guess.
You're going to give a 5'8 guess.
You really haven't scrolled to it?
I genuinely have not scrolled to it. I'm right here. I stopped.
He's
right
5'8. He's 5'8.
He's 5'8.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I was going to let everybody guess and then I was going to scroll to
Whoa.
It.
Whoa. Hmm. Stumbled upon upcoming movie for Donnie Yen. John Wick Chapter 4.
Yes.
Oh cool.
Whoa.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Whoa. I was saying though, Donnie Yen, not the largest boy to ever be on our screen.
Sure.
But,
sure.
But the like
neither was Bruce Lee.
Right. The kind of the magnitude of Donnie Yen's presence in this movie.
Yeah.
Like just the it's and I guess it would have to be the nonverbals for me because I don't speak the language. So I don't know if the verbal acting was good. But the nonverbals were absolutely fantastic. 100% by Donnie Yen as Ip Man, the kind of reclusive, almost reluctant master in this movie. I don't know, man. Yep. It's just, it's so good and such a warm presence from him.
Yeah.
Big time. And it's great that you had brought up Miyagi earlier.
Yeah.
And those are some of the things that I love the most about Mr. Miyagi.
It totally is that trope of like older master, maybe not even older, but just like experienced master who is secretly the wisest person. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yep. For sure. No, I like Donnie Yen a lot. I think
he brings
some very good energy to everything that he is in, and I always appreciate him. Yes, Carter?
Have y'all seen the trailer, the Comic-Con trailer for John Wick Chapter 4?
I haven't.
Donnie Yen wields guns and a bow and arrow in this movie.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Sure.
I'm okay with it. I've actually, you know what? You know what? Let me check. That's going to be fine with me.
Yeah, that's going to be all right. That. Yeah. That one's going to pass.
I'm going to be okay. I'm going to let him do that.
A-okay with that one.
Y'all, I didn't even realize you can get trivia just about the actors. Did you know that on IMDb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's usually not interesting. Sometimes it is. It's usually like
Michelle Yeoh
was in theater in high school.
Did I pronounce that right?
So.
Michelle Yeoh. Okay. Considers him to be the fastest martial artist she has ever worked with.
Oh, cool.
Makes sense, bro. I almost thought about us doing something on Instagram to like, in our Instagram story, have the Chunkies respond with their fast punch face. Like, what does that
Ooh.
Look like? Because I caught myself trying to do it and there's no way to do it with a straight face.
Without a bad face, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
Makes sense.
But Donnie Yen's just like... Perfect for an audio... Medium.
Yeah, love that. That's great. That'll get people on the Patreon.
It's just a lot of like, how did y'all feel about the general?
Fine.
Yeah, he's whatever to me.
Nothing to write home about.
I think he was my least favorite actor.
Yeah.
And his like colonel dude, his worm tongue guy.
Yeah.
Was a cartoon.
Absolutely.
Big time, dude. He did fill me with raw, unadulterated hatred though.
For sure. Yes. 100%. It's like that character from, I can't remember the actor's name, but I think the character's name is Percy in Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
Just the awful, awful, awful human.
When he got blasted, I was pumped about it.
Yeah, I was happy.
Sounds terrible.
One of my favorite things about any action movie, especially an action movie where there's clearly someone in charge. Like there's a guy who's like,
there's a boss,
like Ip Man was here, who's just can do the damage and he will later. For the really annoying people that have offended that person or that have done something bad, I'm like, you're going to die for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
You're going to have big death for sure.
Yeah. There is a level of cartoonishness to a henchman that I appreciate. Like, when you just let me channel all of my negative feelings towards one character, I like it. I enjoy that dynamic for sure. But yeah, our henchman here was even for my preferences a little bit kooky.
It didn't fit. Didn't fit with the rest of the movie because nobody else was that level of like elevated.
Yeah, it was a caricature in the middle of a relatively grounded movie.
Right. It was like
it was a bit too much.
It was like Roger Rabbit. In the middle of a live action movie.
The kind of thing that would have felt inappropriate would never like happen. In a Gettysburg or that historical movie that your teacher's having you watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would feel a little bit like watching Braveheart and somebody's like, are we gonna get him, Captain? Like somebody's
Shrek
just
is
like,
there.
Yeah, right. Like somebody's just like real over the top about it.
There is someone over the top, but it fit because he was a literal lunatic.
Sure. Yeah.
But the Irishman that fights with them was like,
sure,
it's my island.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Here's what I'd like to do.
Let's do it.
Let's wrap up our Ip Man discussion by picking our character from this movie to go into our five for fighting squadron.
On three.
On three?
Okay. Yeah.
You counting or me counting?
One, two, three.
Jin.
Ip Man. Ip Man.
Why Jin? Why?
Because comparatively to everyone else we have drafted, Ip Man is boring.
Yeah.
It's for fighting, though. It's a five for fighting.
Hey.
Not five for being cool to look at.
We chose Mad Dog in the raid for the same reason.
No, we didn't. Right. We chose Mad Dog because he is the only one that the protagonist was unable to defeat.
That might be why you chose Mad Dog. I relented to Mad Dog because he's an objectively more interesting character.
Here's the thing. Kingsman might be a little bit tougher for us. Mm. Let's look ahead.
I already know who my
answer is. But I do think we can get the flavor that I want from our Kingsman fighter that I feel like Donnie Yen has in Ip Man, which we do need someone a little more level-headed. Mm. Ram Raju is to an extent, but there is something about someone just centering us.
Ram is still the best fighter on our team, though, by the way. Ram is still my fave.
Yeah, I do love Ram.
Is he the best or is he your favorite?
He's my favorite because he's the best.
Do you feel like we can get that from the Kingsman? It's been so long since I've seen
it. It's been a minute for me. I'm probably going to pick Mark Hamill from Kingsman, honestly.
Wow.
I'm not thinking ahead to Kingsman. I'm thinking about who from this movie is the most interesting to have in our fighting squadron.
I'll relent.
Let's take Jin then.
I'm fine with Jin.
It's about interesting.
Yeah, if it's about interesting,
it's not as much about winning as it is about interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jin also defeated everybody but Ip Man, so.
That's true. Do you think he would have taken the general?
I do, yeah.
I'm down.
He made, so let me put it like this, right? He made Ip Man break a sweat in his house, and Ip Man took on 10 of the general's fighters. So yeah, I think Jin, I actually think there are several people in this movie based on how manhandled the general was in the final fight. I mean, it wasn't even, Ip Man took a punch. And it's maybe the only hit we see him take all movies. So bravo to you, General.
Outside of surrendering to the General.
Yeah. Right. Bravo to you, General. But dude, I mean, it was an absolute bloodbath at the end of this movie. I think there are actually several people that could have taken the General.
Favorite Ip Man move, and it happens multiple times, is when he's punched them so hard they start to fall, but he picks them back up to punch
them. Yeah, he's not done punching.
Yep.
He's not done punching. The one where he's like, speed bagging their entire body.
Very cool.
I enjoy that quite a bit.
Very cool.
Yeah, if we want to do Ip Man, that's fine. I think Jin is more fun and more interesting and fits the vibe of the rest of our fighters.
Jin is way more fun.
But
because I can imagine Jin standing next to Mad Dog and not deciding to fight him.
Right.
And I can imagine Mad Dog deciding not to fight Jin.
Let me look at something.
Later.
I can see him in the mirror. This is so good.
What? It's like a B-reel.
Dude, this is like dramatic.
What?
I record from the dining room and there's a really big window to our front yard, and this car pulled up. I can see through these sheer curtains. And it's just these really like Sunday best old couple. I think they're holding some religious text.
Do you need to go do martial arts?
Dude,
I'm
so excited right now. Wait, are you about to get evangelized?
Possibly.
I've been worried about your soul. This is good.
They just parked and they're headed out, man. We'll see. We'll see.
What you get for living on a corner, man.
But they definitely, I know. They definitely parked at my house. We'll see.
Wow. That was
time. Things might change.
Carter, you weren't here for this part. We kept up with this whole thing because we could see you in the mirror behind you looking through the window. So we got to keep up with this whole drama.
Yeah.
What a great shot.
Cinematic.
Such good natural
Honestly,
cinematography.
Very cinematic.
We love movies so much that we're just good at them.
Yeah. We movie well.
So
that's our new tag.
We movie well for mostly everyone.
I'm gonna rate it.
I agree on Jin. We can
Well, yeah, my only thought was simply that he's like the coolest character in the movie. Yeah. So it just feels
Let's take him. Does he have his little hatchet?
It's of course. Yeah. It's cool. The same reason we took Rom, right? It's like, yeah. If you want to be, if you want to be for real, Beam is probably the better, the stronger fighter. But Rom is just
Beam is stronger. Rom's a better fighter.
Rom is just so much cooler.
Beam fights one tiger. Rom fights like 100 dudes outside the, like when he's a security guard at the beginning of the movie.
RRR is Mad Max is a top five movie of all time for me. It's still the best movie in this series. RRR is not even close the funnest watching experience I have had.
We've talked about it in every episode since we watched it.
Because it smacks.
It rules.
I usually don't even like smacking.
but this time, Carter will make an exception. Look, let's put our meandering Ip Man discussion to bed. Let's rate this movie. How about it?
The amount of people with their texts and Sunday best has grown.
Whoa.
To what? What's our new number?
There's kids.
Whoa.
They have umbrellas.
Is there a church you don't know about?
Can't be. I don't know. We'll keep going. It's just
I'm riveted. We'll check in one more time
really
before the episode
ends. What's happening.
We're going to rate this movie using the Scientific Cinema Scale, which is perfect, and as follows. The best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it. Don't lend it.
Buy that poster.
The next best thing is buy it. That's followed by rent it, and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last, but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
I am... Here's the phenomenon about Ip Man for me. And remember, the last time I watched it was maybe same day that I watched Raid. But there's something different about putting in the context of an acknowledged theme. Like we've had these five movies that were like, we're going to make sure we do some international action. Oops, we stumbled upon extreme action. And then here's Ip Man. I'm not too proud to be the person who recommended this and stream it. I'm going to stream Ip Man for me personally. It wasn't as good the second time, and I don't know if it's the context, like Doge was especially saying. I do enjoy it for what it is. I think Donnie Yen is great. Obviously, I mean, it has quite a bit of critical acclaim, and it ended up spawning three more movies after it. So, but Ip Man for me today is a stream.
I'm going to stream Ip Man as well, and it's a bit of a consolation because I think if I was rating it on what we've asked it to be, it would be a forget it or even lower. Like it is so bad at being what we've asked it to be by asking it to stand next to these other movies in this series. But that's not it, man. That's my fault. You know what I mean? That's our fault for putting it next to this stuff. So I feel like that's a little bit of a be an unfair rubric to grade it on. So
sure.
I'm going to stream it.
Yeah, I'm streaming it as well. I wouldn't be sad about rewatching it. Like I wouldn't dread hitting play again, but it is for sure. And I can confidently say it will stay there because I have seen Kingsman many times. It is my least favorite of this series and will stay there for sure.
It's a Donnie Yen must. I don't think you can not watch Ip Man.
I don't regret watching it. I really enjoyed it.
And be a Donnie Yen fan. You know?
I really enjoyed it for what it is.
That and Rogue One.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's true. Did you know he is, I think, almost 60?
He's 59 years old.
It is.
Wow.
Bananas.
And 5'8".
Wow. That was a good guess,
right? You'd think by that age, he'd be a little taller.
Gotta be.
I hope I never stop growing. If I can't get taller, I'm just going to get wider. That's my goal.
You got to grow in at least one dimension.
Mm-hmm. Got to at all times. Carter, can we get a quick update on the outside happenings before we shut her down?
They're just walking back and forth. I can actually take a peek at perhaps the conversation. Someone's door is open.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah, get it quick. Yeah.
Take the mic with you, please. Ask if they'd like to be on our show.
I love this.
I thought there was a convo. Nobody's answering that door. We have a chance here.
Do you feel safe?
Part of me wants to answer this door. I am in my morning best right now.
Sure.
I am in a comfy sleep shirt from a cruise vacation from years past and underwear. Do I just answer the door?
Absolutely. 100%.
Like this.
It is your own domicile. You may dress however you choose. Do you want us to stay on the line with you until they come?
No, we don't have to do that. I can definitely let you guys know what happened. It doesn't have to be on the podcast.
Oh, it's so much better if it is, though.
It can be.
Well, hopefully they come in the next, like, couple of minutes, because we are
we can't have more than, like, 40 minutes left in this episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, next week, Kingsman, The Secret Service. This is a
big surprise movie to me.
Like the first time you watched it, you mean?
First time I watched it, I was blown away because the trailers made it look terrible.
Yeah, I was under the impression.
It was also in the middle of a bunch of big releases.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was under the impression from the trailers that this was going to be like an Alex Rider Stormbreaker style young adult, like fantasy weird thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm a teenage spy and we had a good friend at DBU that was just like, trust me. Just watch it. And I said, okay.
Who was it?
Tyler
Who
Wynn.
Recommended it?
Tyler Wynn was just like, dude, just trust me.
Very Tyler.
Just trust me.
Very Tyler.
We sat down and turned it on, and 2 minutes in, I was like, what is this?
This is not what I thought was. Yeah.
Man, Tyler coming through. Tyler's always good for a killer suggestion, but that day in particular changed me, you know? Absolutely adore this movie. So very excited to talk about it. Very excited to rewatch it. I haven't seen it in a few years. So tune in for that as we wrap up Five for Fighting and head slowly into Chunktober to end today's episode. I would like for each of us to say our name. And though we build a team of heroes to take on the ultimate evil of our current team, who's winning in a fight? And be honest, be honest. Don't be weird about it. Don't just say your favorite person because they're your favorite person. I want you to justify it. Who's winning this fight?
Of the current team.
Of the current team, if they're fighting each other. And it's an all-out brawl. I'm not talking 1v1 tournament style.
To recap, our team is Rom, it is Furiosa, it is Mad Dog, it is Jin.
For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan, and it is Rom Raju. And here's why. Everyone else is a human being.
Yeah, it's like
and
he's like,
Rom Raju is some sort of superhero ascended being. And yeah, that's why I don't want them to fight each other. You know, I want them to be friends. But Rom Raju, I think for me, is taking this one home.
I'm Dosh, and it's obviously Rom for each of the 180 plus minutes of RRR.
I'm Carter, and there's maybe something y'all missed. Rom feels obvious. Sure. And outside of the weapon of his hands, he does tend to have a bow and arrow. So he's got that too.
And but bomb arrows.
We do have one person on this team who is not afraid to use firepower ever. There are no laws that hold her to. There is no rules that say you cannot do everything possible to try and kill someone. She's just got too many guns on her. We saw Max pull out maybe 10.
Yeah.
Hiding in her semi. I don't even know what to call the vehicles there, but I think Furiosa, I would not be surprised if Furiosa could win this fight. Because I think she's just got a scattershot gun that she can just take the other guys out.
That's true. I mean, it's hard to be a good fighter when you're dead. I didn't think about it like
good
that.
Good point. That's actually a good point.
I didn't think about it like that. That's a really excellent point.
Bullets.
Well, bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.